Time now for sports with Jared Sleppy.
The Oaks basketball team is on the road tonight as they face Loyola Frederick. Tip-off for that one is at 7 o'clock. The boys team is looking for their first win of the season after dropping to an 0-2 start. Oaks defeated Loyola Frederick a season ago 75-56. LFHS has played just one game this season against Langford. They lost that game 59-33. In high school girls hoops action last night, Thompson defeated Northern Cass 54-32. And on the boys' side, four wins, one at Enderlin 82-79. Hillsborough Central Valley won against Kindred 45-44. Lakota won at Barnes County North 60-38. Ellendale won at home against South Border 65-28. And Carrington defeated New Rockford Cheyenne 62-31. The Minnesota Vikings have placed their backup running back Alexander Madison on the reserve COVID-19 list. Most likely, Madison will not be able to suit up on Monday night against the Bears, and as a result, the Vikings went and claimed Wayne Gallman off waivers. Gallman was a 2017 fourth-round pick by the New York Giants, accumulating 1,444 yards and 9 touchdowns on 338 carries for the Giants, with 80 receptions for almost 500 yards and 2 receiving touchdowns. The Minnesota Wilds game tonight, scheduled against the Carolina Hurricanes, has been postponed due to several positive cases of COVID-19. The Los Angeles Rams hang on and get a big-time road victory on the road against their NFC West foe, the Arizona Cardinals. Final score 30-23. Matthew Stafford went 23-for-30 with 287 yards and 3 scores, with touchdowns going to Cooper Kupp, Odell Beckham Jr., and Van Jefferson. OBJ has now scored in 3 consecutive games since leaving the Cleveland Browns. Zach Calzada, now former Texas A&M quarterback, announced yesterday that he would enter the transfer portal. One man in the portal, one man out, as former Oklahoma quarterback Spencer Rattler has decided to continue his football career at the University of South Carolina. Former Indiana quarterback Michael Penix Jr. has found his new spot at the University of Washington. He'll have a reunion against Michigan State in their third game of the 2022 regular season. And in NBA news, the Brooklyn Nets have ruled 4 players out due to COVID-19 health and safety protocols Tuesday morning for their game tonight against the Toronto Raptors. In other COVID-related news, the Cleveland Browns have placed 8 players on the COVID reserve list, including Wyatt Teller, Jarvis Landry, Austin Hooper, Tack McKinley, Jedrick Wills Jr., JoJo Natson, Ross Travis, and Drew Forbes. According to Jake Trotter, the Cleveland Browns are without their top 4 tight ends, their top 2 wide receivers, their number 2 running back, and 3 of their 5 offensive linemen. They have a short week with their next game against the Raiders on Saturday. This has been a look at your local sports. I'm Jared Sleppy for NewsDakota.com.